Week 1, Friday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Come, let us thank the Master, because his great love is eternal. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Come, let us thank the Master, because his great love is eternal, because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his, because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come, let us thank the Master, because his great love is eternal. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh, who made us too, because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come, let us thank the Master, because his great love is eternal. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels, as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come, let us thank the Master, because his great love is eternal. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come, let us thank the Master, because his great love is eternal. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us thank the Master, because his great love is eternal. If only you would tell us what you want, there might be hope that we could do your will. It's true, you've spelled out your displeasure. Still, what of those crossroads where the prospects taunt us with two goods, which even a savant would hesitate to choose between, until he'd seen the outcome? Should I climb that hill, or stay down in this valley? It would daunt Saint Benedict to fathom what to do. But you are silent. What do you want done? My little fool, I have no preference. I made you free, and if you've any sense, you'll know that I want you to choose. The one who fashions my eternal plan is you. First Nocturne. Master, please come forward and help me. Psalm 35, Part 1. Please take up my case, Yahweh, against those who are suing me, and fight against those who are fighting me. Please put on your armor and take your shield and stand in front of me to protect me. Draw your spear out of its sheath and stop the people who are chasing me, and tell my soul, I am your rescue. Please humiliate and disgrace the people who are out to kill me. Turn back and rout those who are plotting my ruin. Make them into chaff blown by the wind as Yahweh's angel comes in pursuit of them. And make their roads dark and slippery as Yahweh's angel comes behind them. Because for no reason they have hidden nets and pitfalls in my path. They dug them to kill me for no reason at all. Make ruin crash down on them all at once, and have them fall into the nets they set themselves. Let their own devices turn on them and ruin them. Then my soul will celebrate Yahweh and shout with joy at my rescue. All my bones will say, Yahweh, is there anyone like you? You set a poor man free from those he is no match for. Yes, a poor and destitute man escaped from looters. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please come forward and help me. Omnipotent Master, please stand by me and defend me. Part 2. You see, dangerous witnesses have come forward, asking me questions I cannot answer. They are paying me harm for the good I did them, and crushing my soul with grief. Yet what did I do when they were sick? I dressed myself in sackcloth. I lowered myself so far as not to eat, and prayed from the bottom of my heart. I paced the floor as if they were my friends, my brothers. I was bent over as if I were grieving for my mother. But they take pleasure in my trouble. They ganged up on me. They all went on the attack before I could discover it. They kept tearing me apart like carousing diners tearing meat at a feast, and ground me down between their teeth. Yahweh, how long will you simply be a spectator? Please rescue me from the havoc they are causing. Save my dear life from all these lions. Then I will thank you in the public square and praise you before vast throngs. Please do not let those turncoats gloat. Do not let those who hate me for no reason wink at each other that they have won. Because they will not negotiate for peace. No, they will think up some devious scheme against the gentle people living in the land. They even opened up their mouth to shout at me and shrieked, "Aha! See there! We saw it with our own eyes!" Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Omnipotent Master, please stand by me and defend me. My tongue will tell of your goodness all day long. Part 3. And you watched all this, Yahweh, but do not keep silent any longer. Yahweh, please do not stay so far from me. Rouse yourself, wake up and come to my defense, and plead the case for me, my God and Master. Let me see justice done, Yahweh, my God, in your virtue, and keep them from gloating over me. Please do not let them think, "We have him now," and keep them from saying, "We swallowed him alive." No, humiliate them, bewilder them, these people who take pleasure in my pain. Dress in shame and disgrace these people who put themselves so far above me, and have the people on the side of my just cause shout with joy and triumph. Let them constantly proclaim, "Nothing is greater than Yahweh, who takes pleasure in his slave's success." And then my tongue will tell of your virtue and praise you all day long. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My tongue will tell of your goodness all day long. My son, take my words to heart. Do as I say, and you will live.